The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
And you know, I think of that young mom. She's brokenhearted over losing her children. They were telling her, "You're a good mom. You haven't done anything wrong." And she hasn't.
You can make that mother's hope and say, "I'm going to be an answer in prayer because I'm not going to overlook the least of these."
Next on Life Today.
Well, I welcome you to Life Today. Betty and I, I'm James Robinson. We are absolutely thrilled that we have this opportunity to share with you, because I feel like in the next few moments, a miracle will occur that is beyond anything anybody ever imagined could happen to them. Let me just try to just give you a picture of reality and what I feel. Now, think about this a moment. I don't know how many of you have ever been thirsty. I'm not talking about just couldn't get to water that you knew maybe was 5 or 10 minutes away, or in the house, in the fridge, or the tap, whatever. But when you just were really thirsty. Now think about this. Do you think Jesus ever made a request that was selfish? You remember Jesus said, "I didn't come to be ministered unto, but to minister." He said, "I didn't come here to be served. I came to serve." And he said, "Greatest, Betty, the greatest in the kingdom of heaven right here, right now," he said, "are servants." That's the greatest. But now think about this. If Jesus was not asking for something, and yet at one of the most important moments in history, Jesus, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, Jesus, the Word, Jesus with the Creator in creation, Jesus, Lord of lords and King of kings, more than a conqueror. Jesus, in a moment of indescribable anguish, said, I'm thirsty. Do you think for one moment the Son of God would have said, "I'm thirsty," if he wasn't? Betty, you know what sinful humanity did with that request? Do you know what sinful human beings, motivated by the weight of our sin, do you know what they did? On those sacred lips, parched, they put vinegar and gall. They gave him the last thing he wanted. If you'd been there, do you think you would have lifted up somehow clean water on a sponge? Do you think you would have wanted to crawl up there on the cross and give him a drink? I think you would have. Well, Betty, the fact is, and may don't miss this, we can do just that. What did Jesus say? If we give a cup of water, if we do it to the least of these, we've done it to who? To him. So every person watching us right now can give Jesus what he asked for by giving children and their families water around the world. Have you ever experienced any greater joy than giving water to the least of these, knowing you're also doing it for Jesus?
No greater joy. And we've had many of our friends and people that have shared that giving with us, James, that have given that cup of water that they need and they ask for. And they express themselves, what great joy to be able to do that for people that are so thirsty, and without it, they die.
And you know, there's another group that is overwhelmed with joy. You want to know who it is? It's the missionaries.
Yes.
That are able to show these thirsty people, look what love gave you. look what love gave you. From all over the world, look what love gave you. Love noticed. Love showed up. Love gave you not only a cup of water, love gave you a well of water. You join me and Betty, because we've been all over the world to see it. We know what we're talking about. I want you to look and hear Jesus in these people who tell you their story and share with you their heartache, that you can bring healing to those broken hearts and you can change the future now and forever for those families and all those in their community. You watch and see if you don't want to give Jesus a drink of fresh, clean water.
I'm so sorry. Give him hope in his heart, Lord. Restore his hope.
Amen.
These families may live on opposite sides of the world, but they share a common pain, the pain of losing a child because they had no other choice but to drink from contaminated water sources.
The first child I lost was my son that died on my back when I was taking him to the clinic. And my second child died here because I could not get her to the clinic. Their symptoms were so bad. Their skin was peeling and their hair was falling out.
As long as mothers like Fidez have no other choice but to collect water from contaminated sources, this common pain, this death cycle, will continue.
My other children are scared about the dirty water, but they have no other choice. They pray they will have clean water soon and not die like their brother and sister did.
But there is a solution that Life Outreach has provided to nearly 6,000 villages where there is no longer death, but life. It is pure, clean drinking water flowing from a well that love has drilled. This is what we want to do for Fidez, her children, and mothers like her around the world.
I think your heart, even though you've looked at indescribable sorrow, I think somehow your heart should leap with joy to know that because someone like you was sensitive enough, Betty, not to say, "Oh, I'm not gonna watch that." But you zeroed in and you noticed and you saw a need, and with compassion and love, you reached out and you touched that area of need. It was like Jesus touching the leper. It was like Jesus raising the dead. It was like Jesus transforming lives by his presence and his message, but also with his hands and his actions. When you reach out in love, and like we just showed those villages, the incredible places that we've been able to go, Betty, and change things with love, where you get to see the miracle, that you see millions. I mean, you've got thousands of villages, but you've got millions of people who suddenly had a clean water source. They had the miracle their heart longed for. They had the miracle that really and truly Jesus asked for. Water to quench the thirst that was very real. And when they go to get their thirst quenched, it might as well be vinegar and gall. Jesus was going to die with a heart that broke. We're told when they thrust the spear in his side that it was actually a form of an autopsy on Jesus, and it revealed that his heart had actually exploded. It ruptured. His heart burst. You say, Jesus, he didn't die when they put the spear. No, he was already dead. He died of a broken heart. The one that said, "I thirst," died of a broken heart as he took the sins of the world, mine, Betty's, yours, forever, the finished work. And this Jesus says, I'm thirsty. And he says, if you do it to them, you do it to me. And you see those people rejoicing where they've got it, and you've been watching, and you didn't just say, I'm checking out. You tuned in, and if you'll tune into the heart of God, and like Jesus said, you'll give a cup of water, how about a well of water, then you'll be blessing others, and you'll be blessed. Betty, I think every viewer today is going to say, I'm going to give water to the poor. I really believe that.
Absolutely. I agree with James. I know you're going to join with us, be a part of offering hope to mothers just like the one you just watched. Yes, these stories are hard to watch sometimes. They're hard for me to watch because I'm a mother and I've lost a child. So I have a more heartbroken for them, for that mother. I feel the heartache of that mother. She not only lost one, she's lost two children, and she's got other children that she's so afraid for. And she's asking, she's saying, please help my children that are still alive. I don't want to see them die as the other two have. So please join with us. I believe you will. And let's express that hope through the water wells. Let's spring forth with that hope through the water wells.
And I just believe as you watch another setting, now here's what I'd like you to know. We're going to drill because the missionaries have shown us the areas. We know there's water. Oftentimes a borehole that people dig, they find water fairly shallow. But of course it gets immediately contaminated because of this. There's no way to keep trash out of it. And it becomes diseased. But we know there's water there. Sometimes there's like river sources or sources they went to in those areas that are contaminated. We know the water's there. But we need to drill a well, we need to case it, and we need to give them a manual pump because they do not have reliable electricity to make everything work in that manner. So it's got to be manual that children can work with. So we're going to give with your help. Now think about it. You can give a cup of water. I think it's really important to realize that this is so amazing. The wells are $4,800 each. That's an amazingly inexpensive way to get water. But $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. Now, here's what I want you to start thinking about. Today, I'm going to be the miracle they long for. I'm going to be part of that. I'm going to be what the missionaries pray for. I'm going to let those missionaries see that their heartfelt love and concern and compassion is going to find fulfillment. They're going to be able to help the people they have so much love for because love reaches them through you. Now, I want you to look in on this scene, and I just want you to let God speak. What do you want me to do? Ask God. Watch.
I feel so bad. I can't know how to explain what the pain I'm feeling now.
What has made you so sad?
I have lost two kids.
I can't imagine losing two children and then to watch a village every day have to bury children because they get so sick on this water. You know, you can't tell, but she's pregnant with her third child. We want this one to have a chance to live. It's a very simple thing that we can do that will bring clean water to this village, clean water to this mama, clean water to this baby, so this baby lives and a whole village is going to explode with gratitude, with life.
Wow. Now, Jeannie was touching a precious woman with a broken heart. There'll come a day in heaven when God wipes away all our tears. And by the way, He comforts us with our tears here.
Yes.
Just like you referenced, when you lose a family member, loved one, especially a child, it's just indescribable. But there she is offering comfort. So she did that. She manifests the kingdom of heaven right there, because in heaven, no more tears, He wipes them away. Here's what I'm asking you to do right now. I want you just to meditate for a moment and just say, Lord, how could I help them? What could I do? Show me a way to do it if it's more than I ever thought. But I want to be the answer to their prayer, their heart cry, and their need. And Jesus, I want to give you a drink of fresh water that you were denied. And I'm going to give it to you today by giving it to precious little children and their families. I'm going to give you a cup of water, Jesus. I hope you'll say that to Him. Right now, you see a website there. You see a phone number. I'm asking you to get up right now and go get a bank card and use it like a check. Go get it. Come back, go online, or dial that number. If you needed prayer anytime, 24 hours a day, you call that number and you're going to find someone that cares. You oftentimes find somebody that's gone through some of the same heartache you're going through, and they'll be as good a friend as you'll have to pray with you. So I want you to go online or dial that number, and then I want you to be the miracle. I want you to give Jesus water. By giving the least of these water, the forgotten, overlooked, the brokenhearted mothers that are praying, who've had children who've died and have more who could die, have parents who've died, friends who've died, would you right now take that card, and if you can, you can drill a well. You may want to write a check. If you do, you want to give a well, it's $4,800. You may give it as a couple, a company, an individual, sometimes churches, Bible study groups. But whatever you can do, if you write a check, call the number and tell us what you're making, because we have to know. We've got 400 designated areas to drill a well. If you could give part of a well, 1,200, 2,400, and pray three join you or another joins you, we got a well. But keep in mind, most of the support, and I pray to God you haven't turned away, comes from those who will give 10 people water the rest of their life by making a gift of $48. Can you do that? $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. Some people can give the whole well. Would you go online right now or dial that number and make the gift God put on your heart? Please do it. We have some gifts to send you. And I'm real excited about it. Betty, I think this is one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen. The way it's laid out, it's a gift book. It's so easy to read. And it really is what true prosperity looks like. It's so far beyond money and the monetary, but it doesn't limit that. There's no limit on what God offers if we understand what true prosperity is. And then we have the storybook Bible for children. I'll tell you what a blessing. The beautiful painting by Thomas Kincaid, The Bridge of Faith. Betty, I'm believing every person watching is going to help us.
I am too. I just truly think that you're right now, you're ready, you're eager to help. Join with us and let's give the water to the people that need it, these precious children. Let's offer them a chance at life.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your response. Going online or dialing the number. God bless you.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink dirty, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. You can help end the suffering, because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in over 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the riches of Christ, what true prosperity looks like, filled with wisdom, prayers, and scripture. James Robison adds insight from what God has shown him about finding contentment in the Father's provision for your life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Children of the World Storybook Bible. This easy-to-read Bible features colorful art by children from nearly 50 countries around the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the Bridge of Faith Frame Canvas Print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Deep within the continent of Africa, on the western border of Burundi, flows the Ruzizi River. For those who live in the village of Musaga, it has been their only source of water. For generations, women like Kasalida, a grandmother of 4, and Beatrice, a young mother of 2, the river has not been a source of life, but instead, a river of death. Beatrice is not alone in her heartache. Kasalida, living on her own, has no choice but to walk miles each day to collect more of the same river water that took the life of her husband and her granddaughter. Losing a child or grandchild to unclean water is such a tragedy, especially when one realizes there is a way to stop this cycle of death through Mission Water for Life. But it is not only the young who suffer.
Oh boy. And Betty, you lost a beautiful daughter, but you're a great mother. And they're asking us for some water.
They are. And you know, I think of that young mom. She's brokenhearted over losing her children, but she's also brokenhearted over losing her parents, because her parents were her steadfast support. They were telling her, probably in the moments that her children were dying, "You're a good mom. You haven't done anything wrong." And she hasn't. She just can't give them the water they need, the clean water. It's all disease. They have to have some kind of water. And it's breaking the hearts of these mothers that they feel like they're giving their children they're putting death into their bodies because they have to drink that disease water. Let's give them some clean water.
So many times, Betty came home from Robin's side in Tulsa. We live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And she said, "I wanted to make her well so bad." She said, "There wasn't anything I could do." And she said, "James, I don't think you could bear to look." That's what's happening to our daughter. She wanted to make it well. She's well now. She's at the sitting with the Lord. Listen to me. You can make that mother's hope and so many like her. Let's give them a well. Let's give people water. Go online, go on the phone, and say, "I'm going to be an answer to prayer. I'm going to give water, and I'm going to give Jesus water, because I'm not going to overlook the least of these. Thank you.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink dirty, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most proven and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. You can help end the suffering, because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in over 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the riches of Christ, what true prosperity looks like, filled with wisdom, prayers, and scripture. James Robison adds insight from what God has shown him about finding contentment in the Father's provision for your life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Children of the World Storybook Bible. This easy-to-read Bible features colorful art by children from nearly 50 countries around the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, I hope you can forgive the inability not to remember when this mother felt so helpless. No question you wouldn't have helped her. I know you would have. Help these mothers. Make the gift God puts on your heart. We're going to share with you inspiration, the riches of Christ. This is what God has shown me in a lifetime of walking in His blessings by being a blessing, a real servant, caring about others. Just thank you from me and Betty and all, on behalf of all the missionaries and all the families, mothers and children. Thank you so much for giving Jesus a drink of water. God bless you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.